This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization has recommended that the world's first malaria vaccine should be given to children across Africa in a move officials hope will spur stalled efforts to curb the spread of the parasitic disease. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the decision marked an historic day.
Having a vaccine is an important milestone, but the key is having that vaccine in use and, creating access to as many children as possible.
While it's the first to be authorized, it's only about 30% effective, requires up to four doses, and the protection fades after only a few months. Still, given the extremely high burden of malaria in Africa, scientists say the vaccine could still have a major impact. President Biden enlisted top business leaders in a bid to push Congress into immediately suspending the federal debt limit, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president's been warning for days of what would happen if the U.S. defaults on its debt for the first time.
Now, it's a meteor headed to crash into our economy.
And corporate chiefs who joined him virtually and here at the White House added their own warnings.
We are simply put playing with fire right now.
Citi CEO Jane Fraser says the U.S. cannot wait until the last minute to resolve this. NASDAQ chief Adina Friedman says the impact's being felt on Wall Street.
We would expect that a continued delay in extending the debt limit would further destabilize the markets.
The Treasury Department warns it will quickly run out of money to pay the nation's debts if the limit's not raised in the next dozen days. Sagar Magani at the White House.
You can find more on our website.